I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Week 10 of the NFL season gets going tonight. It is Chargers and Raiders. That means we got to make sure that we have our fantasy football set, our lineup all ready to go. Jamie Eisenberg is our pal from CBS Sports. He joins us here to help us get ready. Hey, Jamie, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
So tonight you got Chargers and Raiders. Let's start right there. We'll get your calls in, 786-360-0790. Amber will do your text at 67974. What do we like for tonight's contest, Jamie? Go ahead.
I think it's going to be a breakout game for the Chargers passing attack. You know, it's been a little up and down lately, mostly some comeback efforts from Phillip Rivers. Keenan Allen's been largely a bust of late, but the Raiders' secondary is a mess, and I think you'll see Rivers have success. He typically plays well against the Raiders. He actually plays well in Oakland, so I like the setup for him. Mike Williams has been a little unfortunate in terms of his luck with some touchdowns. That could change tonight also. Clearly, you're playing Hunter Henry, and I think you're playing both running backs. You know, it should be a good offensive game for the Chargers. I like Gordon better than Eckler, but obviously Eckler and PPR are still well within play. And then for the Raiders, Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller have been fantastic. The one question mark you may have is on Tyrell Williams. I'm always a big fan of the revenge game narrative, so he did play for the Chargers prior to coming to Oakland, but he's so touchdown or bust, and I just don't think he's going to score. We saw the Chargers secondary and really their pass rush change last week against the Packers, and I think they'll make things tough on the Raiders passing attack this week for the most part.
All right, well, what about the Dolphins here? Dolphins and Colts on Sunday afternoon, and it's a bummer that Preston Williams suffered that injury last week, because Preston Williams was turning into a guy who you could start every week, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the one benefit becomes now you may be able to, you know, have a little bit more faith in Mike Gesicki. Obviously, Devontae Parker's playing well. You know, it's just so funny that in the lost season for Miami, he's finally playing at a high level. But he scored in four of his last five games. He's got 11 or more PPR points in five straight. He's just been very consistent. And I think you're going to see him get an uptick in targets. It's basically been 8 targets per game for Preston Williams in his last 3. And so that'll go to both those two guys. You know, maybe Jakeem Grant, Albert Wilson, Allen Hurns, all those guys may get a boost, but I think you just sort of focus your opportunities on Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki based on how Ryan Fitzpatrick plays, so you can buy into those two guys. Really, that's it, because with Mark Walton out after losing Kenyon Drake, you're not going to trust Kalen Ballage. The Colts' run defense is good. Ballage has proven to be a less-than-stellar talent, so I don't think you want to look at that. For me, really, it's just looking at Parker and Gesicki. I think there's a letdown game coming for Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was so good last week, but without any turnovers, going into Indianapolis against a tough defense, I think it's going to be tough for him.
All right, Jamie, let's take some calls. All right, we got a bunch of folks who need some help for their lineup. Week 10 getting going tonight. Let's talk to Pete. Pete is up first. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Jameis Winston or Jared Goff, and then Jimmy Graham or Fells. Thanks.
I didn't hear the second one. Jimmy Graham or who?
Or Fells. David Fells.
Oh, Fells. Fells is off this week, so go with Graham.
Right.
But I would go take a look and see who's on waivers for you. You know, if there's any tight ends like a Gesicki, maybe Derek Cook was dropped. I like the setup for him and coming back, you know, for the Saints with Drew Brees there. I like Jameis Winston a lot. You know, he's got a great setup this week against the Cardinals. They're terrible against opposing quarterbacks. And Winston, look, you know, everybody's always afraid to trust him. I get that, but he's been a pretty good fantasy quarterback more times than not this year.
Let's give Mike a chance here. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. First off, is it looking like Thielen is going to be out this week? And if so, I need one wide receiver and one flex in a half PPR league with John Brown, Golden Tate, Ronald Jones, and Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I'd play the first two receivers. You know, John Brown has been a little unfortunate with the touchdowns, but he's been 50 yards or more in every game this season. And, the Browns defense obviously has not been very good. Golden Tate without Sterling Shepard, without Evan Ingram now, you're looking at a lot of targets and against the Jets. I like that setup for him. So I think those are the two guys you want to play.
Here is Jonathan. Go ahead, Jonathan, for Jamie.
Hey, guys. So what's up, Jamie? I got Ingram and Aaron Jones starting in the backfield. I need a flex, and I'm torn between Matt Breida, Joe Mixon, Jamal Williams, or should I take a shot and go with Josh Gordon? Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little too risky for Gordon, especially going against that 49ers defense. Look, if you want to play both Packers running backs, that's the way that I have it ranked. If you, you know, don't want to rely on both just in case, you know, one does well, one struggles. I think the 49ers run game is going to look pretty good again. They're getting Kyle Juszczyk back, their fullback. The tackles are going to be back, the offensive tackles for them. So they can get back to running the ball at a high level. So I have Breida and Jamal Williams ranked very closely. So if you just want to split up the Packers back, you'll go with Breida.
All right, here is Mikey. Go ahead, Mikey.
What's up, dude? I need a flex. Allen Robinson or, oh, man, this guy. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, Robinson David or this Johnson. Guy, Jamie.
David
who?
David Johnson. David Johnson.
You know, it's funny. I probably would gamble on David Johnson just based on the total touches. Robinson's matchup is good. We'll see what Darius Slay does if he's going to, you know, try and match up with him there. But they're both kind of similar. You know, it's not a huge ceiling for either one. But, you know, in this case, you lean toward touches, and David Johnson is probably a little bit safer.
Turning to the text line at 67974, Latavius Murray or Jalen Samuels PPR?
If James Conner is out, then it's easy to go with Samuels. If Conner is in, then I'd go Latavius.
Should I trade Fells for Breida? I have Hooper on my roster as well.
Absolutely.
Would you start using Kareem Hunt?
Not if you don't have to, but six teams on a bye, a lot of injuries. He could be a decent flex play this week.
Eckler or Samuels PPR?
Same thing. If Connor is out, then it's easy to go with Samuels. If Connor's in, then you go Eckler.
Jimmy Garoppolo or Daniel Jones?
I'd go Garoppolo now that Daniel Jones has lost, you know, two players in the offense without Shepard and Ingram there.
Breeze or Russell Wilson?
Who, Breeze or Russell Wilson? I go Breeze against the Falcons at home. That's a great setup.
Cook or Olsen at tight end?
I actually go Cook. You know, again, you're playing against the Falcons there. It's a good matchup.
Let's give Rico a chance here. Go ahead, Rico. Rico, go ahead.
Hey, go ahead, guys. All right, so I got Jarvis, Pascal, or Woods in my flex. And also got Sean Watson on a bye, so all I got is Jared Goff. Should I start him or should I go with somebody off the wire? Thank you, guys.
I mean, if you could find Ryan Tannehill, I like him better than Goff. But, you know, Goff is okay. It's just a tough matchup for him against the Steelers. And then I go Pascal. You know, he showed good performance last week against the Steelers with 6 targets, 5 catches. That's a tough matchup. The Dolphins, not as daunting. So Pascal at home should be good.
Here is Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
How you doing, guys? I need 2 positions for running back, and I got 3 running backs. Either Mark Ingram, David Montgomery, or Nick Chubb. Which 2 should I start? And for quarterback, Winston or Breeze? Thank you.
Yeah, I'd go Breeze. Again, I just love his setup at home against the Falcons. That's a great running back group there. I think the odd man out is just Montgomery based on, you know, Chubb should still be good. You could run on Buffalo. We've seen that. And then, you know, Montgomery has been very good the last couple weeks, but I think he's just a little bit below Ingram and Chubb right now.
And finally here for Jamie, let's give Jacob a chance. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, so I got Henry and Waller tonight and also Juju. I need 1 for my tight end and 1 for my flex.
I didn't hear you. Henry, Juju, and who was the 3rd one?
I didn't hear the 3rd one either. I'm sorry, Jamie.
I mean, I like Henry a lot.
I let you down. I feel like I failed you there because I didn't remember the name either.
Listen, you never fail me, buddy. I'd go Henry, Juju. I don't know who you're comparing him to, but Juju just makes me nervous. It's a tough matchup against Jalen Ramsey, and we know it's been a tough season for him without Ben Roethlisberger there. So depending on who the other guy you have, you might want to consider that.
Jamie, excellent job as always. Are we going to possibly see a director's cut of Justice League where your cousin is in the movie? It seems like there's some momentum building toward that being released, and I saw a still picture that your cousin is in the film.
Well, he wasn't the original.
In Justice League?
Yeah, it was in the credits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was he? What? Oh, yeah, yeah, the very last scene with Deathstroke. That's right. But there are other scenes, too, I think. Am I right about that?
That I don't know. But he was in the non-director's cut, the original.
That's right. He's in the final scene on the boat with Deathstroke. Can you text your cousin right now? Maybe we just find out?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Let's
you get right on that, Jamie.
Yeah, text the kid from Facebook. Let me know.
Control yourself, Zazzler.
All right, Jamie, go plug some stuff on your way out here.
That's what we call them at family reunions, too. We call them, hey, the kid from Facebook.
Hey, look, Zuckerberg's here.
just check us out, CBS Sports HQ,
every day at noon, and then Sunday 10 a.m. We help you set all of your fantasy lineups and win your leagues.
Did you like Justice League?
I did. But I'm like you. I enjoy the superhero movies, whether they're good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you, man. Like, what's not to enjoy, right? Let's just go to the movie and have a good time and watch some superheroes, right?
I mean, if you're going to spend the money, why complain?
That's what I'm saying. All right. See you, Jamie. Thanks, man.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. That's Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports, helping us out. That's right. His cousin is it's like in the mid-credit scene. It's Lex Luthor and his pal Deathstroke. There you go.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks for sharing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.